Hello and welcome to Fendt Show, conversations with entrepreneurs, where they share their challenges and lessons learned through their journey to earning a living doing what they love. I'm Diana Lopez, and welcome. Hello, hello, and welcome to Fendt Show. My name is Diana Lopez, and I'm very excited today. Special guest with me, Monica, who is joining me here in San Diego, California. We're in a studio together. Monica's an entrepreneur. She was born in San Diego, but currently manages her business both in San Diego and Tijuana. She started with a marketing degree and is now an organic skin care formulator. Hi, Monica. How are you today?
Hi, Diana. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Very, very excited for this first in-person interview. Thank you for coming by all the way to downtown. And for those that don't know you, tell us a little bit more about yourself. When you attend events and people ask you, what do? How do you respond?
Interesting question. I say I manage, or I have a skincare line. Everything is organic. I work with premium quality ingredients, everything for your skin. I started with the face. Then I continued with the rest of the body. And now I'm currently formulating for babies.
Oh, amazing.
I don't have babies of my own yet. But
that won't stop you.
Exactly. But very interesting. Interesting market as well. But anyways, the point is that my dream and the vision of this project is that you can find different options or alternate options that are purely natural and organic and not only nourishing but also beneficial for your skin.
I love that. And before we go into more details about Ollie, what was the first thing that you bought with your own money? Hard-earned money.
I don't know or I don't remember, I think, but I'm pretty sure it was clothing, for sure. I remember since I was like 14, 15.
It's your go-to purchase?
It was my go-to, yes. So when I started working, I think that's where all my money just...
splurged.
Exactly. Terrible.
It's not terrible. You earned it.
Absolutely.
And what was that spark, the idea of Ollie by M? What was that like light bulb moment?
Right. So I used to have acne since I was 13 years old. I remember that my mom would always take me to see the dermatologist, and I would have, you know, take different medicine and buy different creams and anything that would help my skin and my breakouts. So when I was older, when I was about 25, about, you know, around that age, I did not have any more acne. However, I was left with a lot of scars and blemishes, and just my skin was just like meh. Like, I mean, and since I would always invest in products and good products, or quote unquote good products,
expensive products.
Exactly. And I mean, you would say that you're buying a brand that's going to help your skin. However, I started to realize that, I mean, my skin was just whatever, and I was young. When my skin is still regenerating, why don't I have the skin that I deserve, or like, you know? Mm-hmm. So I remember I started studying everything about organic skincare. At that time, I was also making changes in my lifestyle, you know, everything that I was eating, my exercise, also, I mean, not only physical, but also the spiritual side, right? So my meditation, my yoga practice, everything around me just started to change, right? Because I was looking for that change. But I always say we're one unit, we're one person, so everything is connected. And I remember one night, I mean, after I did a bunch of research on different providers or distributors, you know, where I could get all of the ingredients that I wanted to create my first serum. That was the first thing I created. One night, I just did it. And it was amazing. No tests, nothing. So, I mean, it was amazing for my skin, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Since I was, you know, my skin was prone to acne and just like, you know, like
the... You saw results immediately the next day?
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't perfectly clear, but I realized that there was, the inflammation was gone. The redness was a bit softer, I would say. But it was, I just felt the difference. So after days, I just felt that there was something cooking there. And that's where I just, like, took the plunge entirely and say, okay, this is, I love this, right? So for the first year, after starting doing my own products for myself, during that year, you know, my mom and her friends and my friends would ask me, like, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing to your face, et cetera? So I would either just, like, give them the serums because that was the first thing I did. And people started liking it. So the next year, after the first year, one of my best friends, she's awesome, thank you, she invited me to an event in Valle de Guadalupe in Mexico, mm-hmm. in the wine country. And during the summer, they organize, you know, you have different vendors and you can go in and you drink wine, but you also purchase products from the, I mean, local distributors or vendors, right? Mm-hmm. So she invited me, she said, hey, you know what, this could be a good opportunity for you. I was like, well, like, this is the moment to decide. Either I go on the boat or I just keep on doing it the way I'm doing it, but that's it, right? So that's when I just started making everything, like, real, right?
Yes.
And so it happened. That was the first event where I say, you know, the brand was launched. Mm-hmm. This was about 2 years ago,
okay.
Right? Well, this is my second year. So, sorry guys, I can't keep track.
Years this now?
I know, exactly. Time is just flying. So, yeah, that's how the project started. And now I'm selling in Mexico. I have different points of sales. And also in the United States online. And I have currently the first store in San Diego is Unico Juice Shop. Just big shout out for... the Rosa sisters are awesome, and they believed in me. First ones here in San Diego, so
congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
And how was that leap now from going to events to, like, launching the website?
I think everything has just been occurring organically. I guess my first strategies or what I was doing was just, like, popping up in different events, just mm-hmm. like you're saying. And they work, and they continue to work, and I still do them. Maybe not as frequently, but definitely. Anytime there's an opportunity, I'm there. And then online happened because I knew I had to open a new distribution channel, and just going to events and stores wasn't – it's not going to cut it for if you know, if you mm-hmm. want to grow your business and if you want to grow – you want to reach more – a bigger audience, which is what I want, right? Mm-hmm. I just want to share this – gold and love with everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what has helped me. So the leap there, I asked one of my very good friends. See, that's the secret, I guess. Just you find amazing people in your life and everybody has something to give you and you as well. So mm-hmm. I don't know. That's how these angels have been appearing in my life and helping me as well.
Love
but anyways,
that.
Yes, amazing. And plus, they're really good. It's not, you know, you're working with really good people, which is what you want, always. And obviously, you get me, right? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So anyways, I was working with this really good friend. He's a developer and, he's highly skilled in different areas, which is super awesome. But anyways, we worked together. We built the site. And that was it. Obviously, I mean, like everybody says, you open the store and you're expecting the millions to come in. No, mm-hmm. there has been a lot of work done. And for the first 6 months, I mean, I had zero sales.
Okay.
To be really honest.
Wow.
Yes. So now I think slowly but surely, there has been more clients interested, more... people interested in the product, and there's more noise, you know, it's just getting the word out there. Yes,
okay.
Social media, definitely, but anyways, going back to the online leap, that was it. And so it's a must. For me, it's a must.
Of course. And, well, on these conversations, we don't only want to talk about, like, you know, all the highlights and success, but also, like, all the lessons learned. What would you say has been, like, your biggest struggle or the biggest failure, that if you had one, I guess, and what did you learn from it?
So I guess my biggest failure and my best lesson has been, obviously they go hand in hand, the administration huge portion of my business. So in the beginning when I started, I was not keeping track, or really good track, I guess, of what I was buying, how I was selling, all the gifts that I was, you know, because you give to other people, bloggers, for example, or maybe the owners of stores. So no track whatsoever. That was my first year. Last year. I mean, you know, the first year, right? So it was terrible. I mean, you know what? I don't want to say it's terrible, because everything that I did my first year has gotten me to where I am now. So it was amazing.
You were learning.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I definitely encourage everyone who's starting their own business to know exactly how much you put in and how much you're getting back, because otherwise it's not a business. It's just nonprofit, I guess.
Okay.
So that was my biggest lesson learned, and I love it. Right now I know every single cent that comes in and out and how to increase that. And you know what has been amazing? Once you keep an eye on your numbers, it's like the law of attraction. You kind of see where you want to go, and it happens because you're focused. You can actually have real goals and set them, and realistic, and not something like, oh, okay, it's okay if I sold one thing. No, it's not okay, because otherwise there's no profit. And obviously it's understandable in the first year if you don't have that profit, because you're starting. However, when you have a better grasp and knowledge of what you're doing, it's great. It's actually better. But you have to put the work into it, because like I have all the creative side, right? And mm-hmm. It's just creativity for me, and sales. I love sales, but sit down.
And you also create the product by yourself.
Absolutely. But sit down and take a moment to review. It's like, I have no time for that. But that's it's the core. You told me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the core. And I don't know, but this is my year now implementing this lesson. And something else that I want to add to, and it has been my work, but this is like a day-to-day job. I mean, this task or this, I don't want to say it's a task. It's like my focus every day. Yes, thank you. Has been to believe in myself. And believe in myself and believe in my project. I believe I mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is crucial.
Yes.
If you have the numbers, but if you don't believe in yourself and in your project, you're not going to get anywhere, because no one else will believe in you. I mean, it's hard to say, but it's for me. This is how it has worked. But that's why I say it's a day to day. It's every day, 24 hours. You have to believe in it.
In yourself.
Absolutely.
And besides Ollie by M, do you have other forms of income or side projects at the moment?
Yes, I'm part-time homeschool teacher, private homeschool teacher. So that has helped me, still sustain my business with my money, I guess, and sustain myself at the same time. I've done it forever. I've been teaching since I was, I guess, you know, I was a tutor, you know, when I was like 14, and then I just started teaching different subjects, but that's what I'm currently doing right now. And obviously my goal is to eventually say, okay, I need to be 100% in the business and not, you know, just split here and there. But it has been working so far, but I know there has, and it's coming. I'm kind of smelling it already. That leap will happen very sooner than later.
I love it. You'll get there. And I know that one of the main challenges of And also blessing is like having a team and, you know, surrounding yourself by amazing people. What have you learned in this journey?
So I've learned that, like I said, everybody will have something to offer. And work with people. I mean, this is what I have learned, right? I learned to work with people that focus in a specific area. So if I need someone to help me, for example, a developer, I'm not going to hire an assistant to do it. Hire a developer that's going to do the job, and he's going to do it right and on time, right? So, that's just like a clear example. And also, very important, I don't know if it's like the first or the second, really doesn't matter, but give people time, I guess, or give them a chance. I don't know how you say it.
Yes.
I tend to be very difficult on, you know, with myself, just very demanding. Mm-hmm. So I do the same with others, right? Because I demand others, you know, I have really high expectations. And I've learned, and I'm still learning, and I know I will always continue to learn this, is that not because you expect so much from yourself. I mean, it means that, I mean, everybody's going to give their 100%, but just give them time, because their ways and their times and their forms they're just unique. They're not like you. But it doesn't mean that because they're different than you and they don't deliver as you will, doesn't mean it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's like just obviously have the high expectations and know what you're going to ask because that's eventually what you need. However, I guess lose the control in how it's going to happen because mm-hmm. everybody is different.
Everybody works differently.
Exactly. Everybody works differently. And sometimes I feel that if you try to control too much, you're not gonna let the whole process, you know, unveil and then miss the amazingness, I guess, that will happen at the end, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're trying, you know, to obtain the results your own way. But I guess that's just like hitting yourself on the wall every day if you're trying to do that, right? But I guess that's very important.
I love that. And also, looking into the future, what is next for Ollie by M? Or do you have something else in the works, something else cooking that's coming up next?
Yes, and I think I spoiled that in the beginning when I said I was working on different lines. I apologize, guys, but here it is. Obviously, I want Ollie by M to offer not only, skincare, you know, specifically for your face, but absolutely as it's just like a complete and holistic lifestyle. So skincare, which is already out there, and that's not done. A lot of people want everything, you know, for the eyes and, you know, very specific parts of your face, I guess. Body as well. I want to work with children.
You have a line for men.
I have a line for men as well. Yes, I started with 3 products. I'm currently producing only 2 because I still have to test the 3rd one. It's still a work in progress. And by the way, guys, men that are listening, Ollie by M is also for you guys, okay? And I'm definitely going to be working on labels for you guys because I know the colors that I'm working with right now are, you know, more female oriented, but that doesn't mean that the benefits are there for you guys as well. Also working a lot, you know, with home aromatherapy, this is huge, right? You can, mm-hmm. you can grow this, however you want, but I guess, Ollie by M will guide me because my project has been my master during this process. So it will be my guide. So I'll let you know, guys.
I love that. And I know that we all learn from others. Do you currently have a mentor or somebody in business that you look up to, and why?
I haven't worked with coaches, per se, yet. Obviously, I'm always looking, you know, up to others to learn and grow. However, my first mentor, and still is my mom. Thank you, Mama. She's awesome, and she's great with numbers. So she's the one that has, you know, she has been pulling my ears since I started to sit down with me and look at the numbers and see how we're going to grow. We're all, you know, the sales, everything that I'm spending, et cetera. So, I mean, there's been days when I'm just, like, burst out crying to tell her to stop because it's just too much to handle, right? But now, I mean, thanks to her, I'm already sitting down doing it on my own and trying to figure out, you know, how to grow. But definitely, like I said, if you can work with someone, always, that can help you grow in your business, either if it's, you know, in the industry that you're in or just simply a business coach or any type of coach, anyone that you can, you know, that can help you. That's always amazing.
I love that, but nothing like your mom.
Right? No. She will tell you the hard truth.
Honest.
Yes.
And what is the book that you recommend the most and why?
I've been listening to, I love audiobooks because I'm always on the go. And I've been listening to Jen Sincero's You're a Badass and You're a Badass at Making Money. I guess she was the first, or her books were the first books that I was reading that were more geared towards business and, you know, achieving your goals. But what I love about her is that she's very connected. Like, she knows her rules, I guess, you know, rules of the universe and life, and she's pretty awesome. So I've heard her books, I guess, like, for 10 times each. Yes.
Oh, my God.
yeah. And you know what's so funny? That I always hear or listen to something different. I don't know. It's like, oh, I never heard that. Why was she talking about? You know, it's like, I don't know. It's interesting. So you're always learning.
Like, right? You feel like it's the first time you heard it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Absolutely.
I love those two books.
She's awesome. She's very, yeah. And I love how she writes, or, you know, how she talks, because it's her voice too.
Yes. She's so funny.
She's so funny. She's hysterical. And you know what? She's honest. Why do you want to spend some time listening to something that's not real? And it's her experience, right? And I'm currently listening to Rework, which I recommend. Have you read it?
No, but it's on my list.
It's amazing. And especially I recommend it for those who are barely thinking of starting a project or a business, launching a business, or you're just there. I mean, we're always beginners. I'm always a beginner. Even if it's been going to be 10 years, I'll tell you guys, you're a beginner, right? But anyways, Rework is the book of the name. He's awesome. I highly recommend it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, I'm excited to read it. And, well, before we leave, also, you know, talking about advice, for anybody out there that wants to launch their business, what would you say to them?
Just go. I mean, just do it. Super commercial, Nike here, thank you. But really, just go, just start, really. Because a lot of us, I had the same fear of, you know, before taking the leap, because I was saying, okay, I have no money, I have no experience, I don't know where I'm going to sell, I don't know how I'm going to do this, am I going to be able to, you know, how are my products going to be, what are they going to look like, stop thinking in that way, of course. Follow your heart, because your heart will never lie. Follow, and it will be your passion, right? And what's so amazing is that your own project will lead you to the next step. It's like learning to ride a bike. I mean, I fell 1,000 times and had so many bruises, but then I learned, and then you're there. But I mean, you don't stop and read an encyclopedia of riding a bike before you ride a bike. For God's sake, you're what, 4 years old? I mean, you just do it, right? And that's the beauty of it. So yes, your journey, I say that your journey will tell you the next step, but your journey will tell you. But if you don't,
you learn by doing.
Absolutely. If you don't take the first step, it's not going to happen. Oh, and something that I remember that I wanted to tell you is that, I think I mentioned it before, when you take a step, the universe will take three, I promise. But if that's the message that you're sending, right? And if you don't move, then the universe will react the same way. That's my philosophy and my belief, and that's how I've experienced it so far.
And do you have a go-to quote that you would share with our audience?
Oh, great. Let me think about this. I think I have several. I don't know. My favorite one. You're safe. You're safe. I remember I heard this by one of my clients. I used to work for different marketing agencies, actually here in San Diego. I worked for Jacob Tyler. And anyways, and I remember one of my clients, I was super, I think it was my first client meeting, and this company had like 20 employees and everybody was going to attend the marketing meeting. And I was the account manager, okay? So I was, like, sweating everywhere, okay? You can imagine. Yes. And one of my clients, which wasn't that client, she said to me, just remember, you're safe. And to this day, it's been, like, 4 years ago. And to this day, I still remember these words. And when I'm super nervous about something, making a call, meeting a client, anything, I'm just like, you're safe, Monica. You're safe. And I am. It's good. Nothing
terrible is going to happen. Okay. And before we go, could you please share with our audience, how can they find you, your website, and socials?
Absolutely. Ollibayam.com. Oh, and guys, by the way, sorry. Olli stands for Yolistli. In Nahuatl, in the Aztec language, it means life and movement. And that's the whole love and heart of this project, is to give life and movement to you, to your life, to your skin. So anyways, ollibayam.com and Facebook and Instagram as well both have Ollibayam. Simple.
Beautiful, beautiful name. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I know that your story will inspire many, many women, men, and especially anybody who wants to, you know, start their own business. And to our audience, thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are Fent Show. And if you would give us a review, we would appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. See you on the next episode. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.